You're standing in the security line, bag in hand, boarding pass pulled up, and you're doing that familiar shuffle, digging through your jacket for your real ID, your passport, whatever physical credential you grabbed before you left the house. It's a ritual every traveler knows, but that ritual is changing, and depending on your perspective, it's either a welcome piece of friction removed or a question worth asking. I'm Tower. This is Otis on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Before we do, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. These are aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, the discipline, and the pride behind every step in flight. First solo, instrument rating, airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story that a logbook can't. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, TSA pre-check touchless ID. If you haven't been following this program, here's the quick background. The Transportation Security Administration has been rolling out what it calls touchless ID, a system that uses biometric face matching to verify your identity at airport security checkpoints without requiring you to hand a document to a screener. You walk up, you look at a camera. The system matches your face to your credential on file, and if everything lines up, you move through. No digging for your driver's license, no handing your passport across a counter. The physical document stays in your bag. This program has been in pilot, no pun intended, testing and limited rollout for a while now. But this week, it crossed a threshold that makes it genuinely worth paying attention to. According to reporting from Simple Flying, TSA pre-check touchless ID is now operational at 65 airports nationwide. And it now supports more than 100 participating airlines. That's not a test anymore. That's infrastructure. And the piece that's new, the piece that pushed this into the news cycle, is the addition of Google Wallet as a supported credential platform. Here's what you need to know about how this actually works. When you enroll in TSA PreCheck Touchless ID, you link your identity documents, your real ID, your passport card, or in some cases your state mobile driver's license to a biometric profile. That profile is a mathematical representation of your face, stored in a system the TSA calls its Credential Authentication Technology, or CAT, program. When you approach the checkpoint, a camera captures your image, compares it to your stored biometric, and simultaneously confirms your flight information and pre-check status. The whole process takes seconds. What Google Wallet adds to this equation is a digital credential layer. If your state issues a mobile driver's license, and not every state does yet, you can now add that mobile ID to Google Wallet and use it as the document tied to your touchless ID profile at participating checkpoints. That puts it alongside Apple Wallet, which has supported mobile IDs for this purpose in select states for the past couple of years. So the picture is biometric face match plus a digital credential stored on your phone, all running through the TSA's existing pre-check infrastructure. No physical document required from wallet to hand to screener and back again. Now let's talk about why this matters to the people listening to this show. Because the audience here isn't just frequent business travelers. A lot of you are flying your own aircraft, or you're in the left seat of something with a glass panel and your head full of weather decisions and weight and balance math. But a lot of you are also boarding commercial flights to get to fly-ins, to reposition, to get home after dropping off an aircraft somewhere. And some of you have pre-check, and some of you don't. If you have pre-check, this expansion is a direct quality of life improvement. 65 airports is a meaningful number that covers the vast majority of major hub airports in the United States and a significant number of medium-sized fields that see heavy commercial traffic. If your home airport is one of those 65, the touchless ID lane is now a real option for you when you're departing on a commercial ticket. If you don't have pre-check, and I know some of you have philosophically opted out, and that's a conversation for another day, this doesn't affect your lane at all. The standard document check process remains unchanged. The 100-plus participating airlines number is worth unpacking a little. What that means in practice is that those carriers have integrated their reservation data with the TSA's touchless ID system well enough that the checkpoint camera can pull your flight record automatically when it matches your face. You don't present a boarding pass to the document checker. The system already knows you're supposed to be on that flight. The boarding pass check comes later at the gate, as it always has now. I want to spend a moment on the question that I know is forming in the back of some minds right now, because this is an aviation show, and we don't gloss over the parts that require thought. Biometric data at airports, facial recognition at security checkpoints. These are not neutral topics, and I'm not going to pretend they are. Here's what the TSA says. Participation in touchless ID is voluntary. You can decline the biometric capture at any checkpoint that uses the system. If you decline, a screener will check your physical document manually, exactly as they always have. The TSA also states that biometric images of travelers who are not enrolled in a TSA identity verification program are deleted after a short period. They characterize it as immediately after the transaction is complete in most cases. What critics of the program say and organizations like the Electronic Privacy Information Center, known as EPIC, have been consistent on this, is that the voluntary framing can erode in practice. When a system is in place, when screeners are accustomed to using it, when the lane is designed around it, the friction of opting out increases over time. That's worth knowing. I'm not here to tell you what to think about biometrics and privacy. What I will tell you is, know your options. You have the right to decline. That right exists today. And the TSA has stated it's preserved in this program. Whether you use it is your call. What I can also tell you from a purely operational standpoint is that the credential authentication technology equipment the TSA uses has been tested for accuracy, and the agency publishes data on its false rejection rates. The system is not perfect, no biometric system is, but the error rates at well-lit controlled checkpoints are generally low. If you've ever had the camera fail to match you and had to go the manual route, you know it happens. It's not common, but it happens. Now let's talk about the Google Wallet piece specifically, because this is where the story intersects with something pilots actually think about a lot: documentation and redundancy. Google Wallet supporting mobile driver's licenses is a capability that has been rolling out state by state. As of this year, the list of states that issue mobile IDs accepted in the system is still limited. It includes states like Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, and a handful of others. The TSA's website maintains a current list, and I'd encourage you to check that directly rather than rely on anything I say here, because the list has been updating fairly regularly. If your state is on that list and you have an Android device, you can now enroll your mobile ID in Google Wallet and use it at TSA pre-check touchless ID checkpoints in the same way Apple Wallet users in supported states have been able to. That's meaningful because it brings the Android ecosystem, which represents a significant share of smartphones in this country, into parity with the Apple side for this specific use case. Here's the practical note for pilots who fly themselves to trips and then catch commercial connections, or who use commercial carriers frequently as part of an operation. Your phone is already doing a lot of work in the cockpit. ForeFlight, Garmin Pilot, weather apps, electronic flight bag functions, adding your government-issued credential to that same device is a natural extension of how aviation has been moving for the last decade toward fewer physical items, more digital integration. The caveat, and there's always a caveat, is that your phone's battery is now doing more than it used to. If you're deep into a flight running navigation and weather, and you land and walk into a terminal, your battery situation matters. A dead phone at a touchless ID checkpoint still gets you through. A screener will check your physical document, but you've lost the convenience you enrolled for. Keep a cable in your bag. This is not complicated advice, but it's worth saying. Let me take a step back and zoom out to the bigger picture of where this is all going, because 65 airports and 100 airlines is not the end state. The TSA has been publicly clear that it sees touchless ID as the future of checkpoint processing. The Credential Authentication Technology Program has been expanding steadily, and the biometric matching component has been layered in as the hardware gets deployed. The question that matters for the aviation community is, what does this mean for the overall checkpoint experience over the next few years? If the program continues to expand as planned, the document check role at TSA pre-check lanes will effectively become a backup function rather than a primary one. The camera does the work. The human screener's role at that specific station shifts. That has implications for throughput, staffing, and the overall pace at which you get from the ticket counter to the gate. For airports that are chronically congested, and you know which ones they are, you've been delayed out of them, faster checkpoint throughput is genuinely meaningful, not just for passenger experience, but for on-time performance, connection times, and the downstream operational effects that ripple through an airline schedule. The Delta chief executive was in the news recently talking about air traffic control congestion as a cost driver. The checkpoint is a different bottleneck, but it's part of the same system. The broader trend is toward what the industry calls seamless travel, the idea that your identity, your ticket, your loyalty status, your bag tag, and eventually your boarding sequence are all verified through a single biometric event early in your airport experience and then confirmed passively at each subsequent touchpoint. That vision has been articulated by the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, and it's what underlies programs like Global Entry, TSA PreCheck, and now Touchless ID. We're not there yet. The technology is ahead of the infrastructure in a lot of places, and the policy framework around biometric data is still being written in real time at the federal and state level. But the 65 airport, 100 airline milestone tells you the program has crossed from experiment to operational reality. for those of you who are PreCheck members and haven't looked at touchless ID enrollment yet, because it's a separate enrollment step, even if you already have PreCheck. The TSA's website at tsa.gov walks you through the process. It involves submitting your credential information and completing a biometric enrollment step, which can be done at some airports in person or through the TSA's digital identity system online. Specifically, the enrollment pathway has been offered through a service called login.gov, which is the federal government's shared identity platform. I'd also note for the private pilots in the audience who are heading to Oshkosh, to Sun and Fun, to any major fly-in where you might be chartering a commercial leg to get there or back, knowing whether your home or destination airport is on the 65 list is worth 5 minutes of your pre-flight planning time. It's not going to change your decision-making, but if you're enrolled and the airport is covered, you can skip the document shuffle. The full list is on the TSA's website. Simple Flying's reporting on this expansion is a good starting point if you want a readable overview. And I'd recommend cross-referencing the TSA directly for the current airport list, because these things update 65 airports, 100 airlines, Google Wallet now in the mix alongside Apple Wallet. That's where the program stands as of this week. The headline here is not that biometrics are taking over airport security overnight. The headline is that this is now mainstream enough to matter. And if you're a frequent traveler with PreCheck who hasn't thought about the touchless ID enrollment, it's worth your time to look at it. Sources today: Simple Flying's coverage of the touchless ID expansion background from the TSA's published program documentation. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, safe skies.